Two. We are now joined by the race winner of today's NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series event for the second week in a row, Justin Allgaier. Justin, congratulations on the win. Maybe talk a little bit about your second win in a row, third overall, and now you have a 92-point lead in the point standing. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. Obviously, coming to Martinsville, this is one of them that you circle at the beginning of the year, right? This is, it can be calamity, but at the same time, this is such a fun place and such a cool race. So I knew yesterday when we unloaded that we had a great shot at running up front and to being a car that was maybe potentially a car to beat in the race. But when qualifying rained out, it put a smile on my face because, you know, we had such a great week last week and it earned us that spot on the front row. So, you know, I knew that was going to help our day and it sure enough did. But Andrew Overstreet, everybody that works on this number seven, did an incredible job. I mean, the pit crew, you know, they stepped up today in the moments that we needed them to. The strategy, Eddie DeHaan, you know, the spotter. You know, we got back on strategy there, when some of the cars had flipped the stage and, you know, it could have really been easy to knock the fenders off the car and get impatient. And they just kept harping on me to be patient and to, you know, use the car that we had. And I don't think I touched a car all day going forward. So that was good. I was really proud of that, really happy with that. And, you know, to have a car that's that good and then to be able to race it out at the end like we did and to have those restarts, it was pretty special. So, you know, we'll enjoy this one for sure. And I know the next week when we go to Rockingham, you got to do it all over again. There's no gimmies. So we're going to keep trying to be at our 100%. And if we do that, I think we got a great shot at winning, quite a few more races this year.
Excellent. If you have a question for Justin, please raise your hand. We'll get your mic. What's the lead us off? Zach?
Zach Tan's ready, kickingthetires.net. I'm curious if you've had any conversations with Tyler Reddick this year. Of course, he's off to also a great start, and you're right there in line with him. But, of course, he's at a different point of his career. So have you had any conversations by chance throughout this year and how you've kind of been mirrored each other?
I haven't. We've been so busy, both of us, I think, because of just everything that's going on. And this is a win for the short guys right now, you know, because we're the same height. So maybe we got a really good low center of gravity in these race cars. That's what the difference is. But, you know, what they've done on the Cup side. I mean, look, not taking anything away from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, but, you know, to do what they're doing on the Cup side is mind-blowing to me. And you know, I'm sure that some would say the same about what we're doing in our series. I just know, you know, the amount of work that it takes and dedication that it takes in all three of the touring series is insane to me. And these men and women that work on these cars. I mean, look, you know, I get to be the driver and sit up here and have the accolades for these wins, but it takes every one of those men and women that touches the race car on a weekly basis to pull the rope in the right direction. Right. And, you know, they've all done a great job of that. And, you know, they're riding the same high we are. But I think in this sport, it goes without saying, you know, momentum is a real tangible thing and it is so easy to lose it and so hard to gain it. And, you know, when you're firing on all eight cylinders, you better maximize it, because if not, there's plenty of others that want to fill that void.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Congrats on the win, Justin.
Thank you.
When Dale was in here, I've asked him about, you know, just the expectations, because he said coming into the year that he didn't really know what to expect for you, obviously, with the departure of Jim. But yet, here you are now, pretty much putting the best statistics of your career. And I'd asked him mostly, does he feel this is performance-wise the best you've been at in your career since joining Junior Motorsports? And he compared you almost to Denny Hamlin. So I'm not going to ask you if you feel like you have comparisons to Denny Hamlin, but
That's a loaded question, like last week with the Hall of Fame thing. So go ahead.
So I guess it's just more of, do you feel like at this point this is the best you've been performance-wise with Junior Motorsports?
I'm going to tell you, so number one, you know, we have a lot of Jim still living within the seven group, right? You know, a lot of what we run on a weekly basis is still stuff that we develop together, stuff that, you know, even after some of these races that maybe we didn't get to try last year that we wanted to try this year, that, you know, Andrew has come in and said, okay, we're going to do our job to make sure that, you know, we had good races last year. Let's make those better. We had races that were okay last year. Let's make those better. We had bad races last year. Let's make those better, right? and I have a great notebook to start with, and I'm not too proud to say, hey, we're gonna start here and figure out what this looks like. You know, Andrew spent a lot of time this offseason just working on camaraderie, right? It is not easy to have five teams in our shop that are all battling up front every week, right? It's not. You want to help your teammates. You want to see your teammates thrive. But when you get beat by your teammates, as we did last year by Connor, it makes you want to dig deeper, you know? And Andrew's situation, you know, he felt like last year didn't go the way that they wanted it to go, right? And you know, he wasn't sure what his crew chiefing job was going to look like in 2026. And when he got the opportunity, he said, look, I'm not going to waste this opportunity. I want to go win races. I want to go run up front. And, you know, saying it's one thing, putting it in action is another, and we've done that. And if I'm also being frank, I'm probably in the spot of my career where I'm having the most fun. I know that sounds dumb, but, you know, I know that the days are coming closer to an end than they are to starting. And I'm watching these young kids figure it out in what seems like minutes. What used to take us years, it seems like they're figuring out minutes, right? And so, you know, I'm proud of what we're able to still accomplish, but I also spent a lot of time this week talking to a bunch of drivers that, you know, trying to help any way that I could for when we got here to Martinsville. And, you know, Lee sat up here on the stage, he's not young, he's a little bit younger than I am, but he's not young, right? But he sat up here on the stage, he got emotional. And it was cool for me because the guy's done it all, he's seen it all, he's lived it all. He's an ultra successful race car driver, and you could see the emotion pour out of him. You know, I keep telling our guys, I said, we don't have to do this. We get to do this, right? You got to appreciate the moments. And you know, look, I don't know. I've said it last week. Well, I don't know when or if the last win is here or ever will come. But I'm going to enjoy every one of them while we got them. And you know, I would bring my trophy into here, but I don't know that I can carry a grandfather clock. I'm not that strong. But, you know, to win some of the races that we've won is really special. So I'm not going to compare myself to the other driver. I'm blessed to be in this sport and have the opportunities that I have, but I also know that I'm driving great race cars right now. I got great people around me, and you better make the most of it while you have that.
And then, not to go to the negative question, but obviously three wins down the year. My question is big picture. Without there being playoff points anymore, does that hurt a little bit when you're continuing to win, win, win?
It does not. No. I know I've seen this question a lot, you know, with Reddick wins, right? How mad is he going to be when the playoffs start and he's got a 25-point lead? Listen, not at all. That 25 points is going to feel like 100. It's going to feel like 300. You know, I would much rather have the momentum of running good week in week. And let's be honest, as a fan, as somebody that watches these races, I love the fact that it's reset in 25 points. You know, I think it's going to make the chase awesome. You know, we sat after the banquet, before the banquet, I guess it was, the night before the banquet last year, and we talked a lot. There was a whole group of us that sit around and talked about it. And at that time, there was no format. We didn't know what was going to happen. And the question was asked, like, what happens if? And we had a lot of these hypotheticals. And I'm like, look, as somebody that's been around this sport for a long time, I think the cream's going to rise to the crop when the chase starts. You're going to have phenomenal races. I mean, we've won a lot of races this year, but there's been a ton of drivers that have been in the running to win these races inside of 25 to go for the last seven races. I think the playoffs are going to get even more spicy than that, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm not going to worry about the points. I'm going to go do my job, and if we have a playoffs like we've had to start the season, it's not going to matter.
Go ahead, Noah.
No, Lewis, CSJ Sports. Justin, you mentioned, you know, just how much fun you're having. You also mentioned that you know that you're kind of getting closer to the end of your career. Are you the kind of guy that has that timeline in your mind? Like, here's where I think things will be.
3 years ago.
3 years ago?
3 years ago. That was it. I told him I wanted to retire 3 years ago. So, I'm glad I didn't. I mean, in the moment, I guess now, looking back on it, I'm glad I didn't. But, yeah, I mean, we won the championship in 24 and I was ready. I was good. I wanted to do the mic drop on the stage and just walk away. So, I don't know. I can tell you this. The folks at Junior Motorsports are very heavily asking me how many more years I want to do this because if they told me. They said, if you think you're ready to quit, you need to look at the stats this year and not quit. So, you know, I don't know what it looks like. I'm having a lot of fun right now. You know, we talked about double duty earlier, but the schedule that I've carried for the last 3 weeks, I'm heavily caffeinated and highly motivated, right? That's been my motivation for the last couple of days or couple of weeks. But you know, we're gonna enjoy it tonight, but I got a job to do tomorrow, and you know, that's been my motto this year, is just on to the next one, and have fun in the moment, enjoy it with the people that you're around, and go to the next one and have some more fun.
Thanks, Justin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anything else for Justin? All right. Well, Justin, congratulations again, and good luck in Rockingham.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Happy Easter. I won't see some of you, so happy Easter. I'll see some of you at the racetrack, though. You're going to be stuck with us, so enjoy.